Spencer Chase of the Wolsey Westington FFA chapter in South Dakota State University, talking with Riley Schwader from the Howard FFA chapter out of the state of South Dakota. Riley, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Spencer. It's been a good time down here at National Convention.
Riley, just for starters, can you tell me about your STAR project as well as your SAE enterprise?
Yep, so my STAR project SAE consists of three major parts of agriculture, research, equipment manufacturing, and crop production. The majority of my SAE was working at Schwader Farms, where I helped my father plant and harvest corn and soybeans. By working on the farm, I became interested in understanding how that equipment works. So I'm pursuing a degree in mechanical engineering at the University of Michigan, where I have helped with EGR research, exhaust gas recirculation, cooler fouling. By understanding the soot deposition, engine efficiency can be improved. And the last part of my SAE was interning at John Deere Waterloo Works as a design engineer to reduce warranty and cost of their 7R, 8R, and 9R series tractors.
And through all of these different enterprises you've been going, and through your time in FFA, what kind of skills have you gained that you think are going to help you in your future?
I mean, all throughout all of the different CDEs, such as job interview and ag issues, you know, I've learned different communication skills that have allowed me to gain those engineering and research positions. But I mean, overall, by coming from a small town such as Howard, it's easy to focus only on the crop production side of the industry. So by doing these research and engineering positions, I'm able to kind of see how all of the different aspects of engineering come work together to make just the process more efficient to feed the world.
And Riley, looking forward, how do you think these skills that you gain through your enterprise and through your time in FFA will help you in your future as far as, you know, what you do throughout college and your career?
Well, I mean, just by being involved in all those things, it's definitely instilled a better work ethic in me. Just being part of the family farm is a sense of pride associated with that. Being able to just put the bread on the table, I guess. And, you know, all throughout FFA, you know, it's been a part of me, and it's kind of just the agriculture program in general, just contributing to the rest of my life. I mean, any skills I've learned through that, I think will carry through whatever I decide to do, whether that's engineering or just returning to the family farm.
And those are two things that are kind of pulling you, tugging at your heart right now. You think that's where you're going to end up?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think overall those are kind of my ideal situation, to kind of be able to farm and do engineering at the same time. However, the logistics of that work out, you know, that's up for debate. So,
and Riley, certainly a lot of things have gone into the STAR project, and a lot of things have been going on in your life as far as just being a busy college student as well. What was it like balancing all of that, being able to be productive on the family farm in your research with your internship, as well as being a full-time student?
I mean, you know, just as any farmer knows, it's a lot of time to put in the field and everything like that, and school is really no different. In order to, you know, pull off good grades, you got to put in the time. But, you know, it just kind of stems back to the work ethic that was instilled in me throughout my childhood and, you know, being able to do everything to the best of my ability. So just taking a balance, trying to find that balance, which I'm still probably struggling to find as I probably try to work more than what I really should. So,
Riley, thanks and best of luck.
Thank you very much, Spencer.
That's Riley Schwader from the Howard FFA chapter. For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.